Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I assume if you have tucked your toe outside, you know spring decided it wasn't quite ready. So typical of March in Georgia. The warming trend will come again, so we can celebrate that with a hot cup. It won't be very long before we are drinking it with ice. In my backyard, there is a suburban forest. The most abundant specimens are very, very tall, majestic pines. Most are straight and tall, but there is one, my favorite, that reminds me of comforting verses written by the prophet Isaiah to God's people. Chapter 40, 28 through 29. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Verse 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. The top half of my favorite pine is made up of curves to the left, to the right, and limbs that started to the right and then made sharp turn to the left. There's one spot close to the top where the trunk took a 90-degree turn to the left with limbs that started to the left and then took a sharp turn to the right. I find it fascinating to examine all the twists and turns so far up the 100 or so foot pine. The troubles it's seen, yet overcome. The unique top half speaks to hard winters and other destructive forces. There are five distinct curves in the trunk, reminiscent of the shape of a young pine after a severe ice storm. In my teenage years in southern Georgia, where pine trees are planted as a money-making crop, there was a terrible ice storm that left folks in this rural area without electricity, therefore heat for many, including my family, for almost a week. The rain continued to come down as the temperature continued to drop. The slender evergreen needles of the tender young trees became covered in layers of ice. The more the ice clinged to the needles, the heavier the limbs became, and the trees began to bend under the weight. On older, taller trees, limbs broke off with loud pops you could hear all around the small town. Tops of young trees bent down to lay their heads on the earth. As the ice melted, the pines were permanently damaged. Most would gradually straighten with a curve or two left in the trunk as a reminder of the freezing storm. But the new growth from the roots was straight and strong. The limbs themselves raised their heads growing up toward the sun. Year after year, you could see the curved trunk move further and further up the trunk as the limbs and branches stretched to the sunlight, and the trunk growing up from the roots was straight as an arrow. As I look at the tree in my backyard with all its curves in its trunk, it reminds me of all the twists and turns in our lives. From our souls, we yearn to grow strong and tall in our faith, and yet the storms of life often cause us to bend and head in another direction. Yet even as this happens, our yearning is to leave the storm and its consequences behind and stretch to the light again. And so we vow to leave the past behind and set our sights on the light of the Lord. The light of our Lord, who gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak, the source of all that is good and renewing. With each step backward, whether by our poor choice or just the troubles of living in an imperfect world, like the tree, we grow. We straighten and strengthen in our faith and trust in the Lord. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, nature is filled with lessons of your love and wisdom. Open the eyes of our hearts to your voice all around us. Fresh starts are everywhere in nature, but we humans often forget that fresh starts are always available to us too. A decision to learn from the past and let it lie, and look to the day we are in and see the light of your goodness, love, and care. We thank you for the light of love that shines upon us. In your name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.